Welcome back to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today I'm welcoming Advisory Financial Planning Practice Management Consultant Joe Berman. I'm really excited for today's episode because it's unlike any episode we've done before. We're giving you a sneak peek into an upcoming week here at eMoney that you can be a part of, Tax Alpha Week. You won't want to miss it. Here's my conversation with Joe. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey Joe, welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast, and thank you so much for joining as a guest again. It is so great to have you. I'm really excited for today's conversation. We talk about so many different things here at eMoney when it comes to financial planning, and there is a lot of discussion about investment alpha. But I want to know why we're suddenly hearing so much about Tax Alpha. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about Tax Alpha Week that we'll be having here at eMoney?
All right. That's a big question. We'll see if I can fit all of that in a single answer. So thank you again, Kate. It's wonderful to be here. So Tax Alpha has really become one of the biggest conversations in the financial planning space because advisors are always looking for new ways to show their value beyond just the investment performance alone. And today, clients have broader questions about their retirement, their income, taxes, legacy planning, and big financial choices. And taxes touch almost all of those conversations, which is why more and more firms are paying attention to Tax Alpha. And so what Tax Alpha is really approaching all of those planning opportunities with a lens towards taxes. What are some ways that we can minimize those taxes? Maybe we can help kind of boost a net return as opposed to, you know, paying more taxes by being more tax inefficient there. And again, we are super excited about Tax Alpha Week. Apologies to our Discover re-channel, you know, where we have Shark Week. We're kind of taking a similar approach. We're going to have a week-long event of content that we're releasing with some various books and guides and videos. And the capstone is really going to be when we have a CE event later in the week where we're going to be highlighting a number of Tax Alpha strategies and how you can show that in your planning software. So again, throughout the week, we're going to explore what Tax Alpha means, how advisors can create value, and why this is such a big opportunity for a modern financial planning practice.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's awesome, the kind of play on Shark Week that we're taking here. It's a fun tie-in for sure, and something different, especially in these summer months. But tax planning is a part of financial planning that I've noticed in talking to advisors. It really dips into so many other areas of financial planning. Even if you're having a discussion about one situation, tax planning can kind of be a part of so many different conversations, and it can feel pretty intimidating for some advisors. Is that something that you will address throughout Tax Alpha Week?
Absolutely. You know, one of the most common things I hear in a lot of conversations with advisors, with larger firms, is, hey, I know that taxes are important, but I don't want to cross the line into tax advice. There's a difference between tax planning and tax advice. And the good news is that advisors don't need to become tax experts to have meaningful tax-related conversations with their clients. And the opportunity is often less about knowing every single detail of the tax code and more about understanding where planning opportunities may exist for those clients. So we're going to spend some time and discuss how advisors can approach these conversations very confidently while working alongside their partners in the tax professional arena and other members of that advisory team. So little teaser here, one of our featured sources that we're going to provide for you is specifically on helping advisors understand their role in tax-aware planning and how it can create some added value without you needing to become a CPA to go and deliver that.
Yeah, I love what you said about understanding where planning opportunities exist, because I imagine that is really a key thing for advisors to know and understand as they plan for their clients. What is one thing that really surprises you most about tax planning opportunities?
Honestly, it's how often opportunities are identified but never implemented. You know, we've all seen situations where a strategy looks really good on paper, but the clients are either hesitate or are slow or just don't take action to move forward. And that's not necessarily because the strategy was wrong. It's often because people can naturally struggle with change and uncertainty. And so we're going to lean into that human side of the decision-making process, because that could be just as important as understanding all the numbers that you share in that final plan. So again, little teaser, early in the week, we're going to release a resource that explores some of the behavioral side of tax planning and how you as an advisor can help clients move from awareness to actually go and take action on some of those strategies and techniques.
That's great. Yeah, to your point, an advisor could recognize an opportunity but might not even know how to implement it, or maybe how to implement it in the maybe best, most efficient way for their clients. Are there common opportunities that advisors might be overlooking?
That's a question that I hear all the time, because the tax code is ginormous and it's easy to get overwhelmed with all of the regulations out there. So my advice is to start with some opportunities that can create the biggest impact for most of your clients. So, you know, think of tax planning like cleaning out the garage, and the high impact items are usually the big boxes right in front of you and not that mysterious small container that's buried in the back corner. And I think many of our audience, you know, listening today would assume that tax planning requires some highly specialized or complex strategies. And in reality, some of the biggest opportunities can come from the areas that you're already discussing with your clients today. And the challenge isn't necessarily finding the opportunities. It's having a repeatable, scalable process for identifying them and knowing which conversations to prioritize. And again, that's a topic we hear advisors ask about all the time. So again, during that Tax Alpha week, midweek, we're gonna share some real world examples and some advisor case studies that highlight some individual practices and firms and how they're incorporating tax-aware planning into their existing processes and offerings.
That's great. Yeah, dipping our toes into a little bit more of the week itself, is there a session during Tax Alpha Week that advisors should not miss? And I know that's probably a bit of a loaded question.
You know, if I had to pick one, Kate, it's any session that really brings Tax Alpha to life through real planning scenarios. Because here's the thing, while it sounds great in concept, you really need to see the impact of it. You need to see the tangible side of that. And when you can show advisors what happens for their clients when they shift from like a pre-tax thinking to an after-tax thinking, and when you can model things like Roth conversions over time or meaningful withdrawal sequencing or implementing tax-efficient portfolios or smart ways to gift and help out their favorite charities and communities, you're not talking about small gains. You're talking about meaningful compounding improvements to those client outcomes. And what I love about what we're doing throughout Tax Alpha Week is we're not just talking theory. We're going to be showing you how to quantify the cost of inaction, and more importantly, how you can turn it into action inside of your planning process. Again, if you're looking for some CE, if you're looking for CFP board continuing ed credit, I'd highly encourage you to sign up, register for that Thursday session. Again, if you're someone who's ever thought that, hey, I know tax planning matters, but I'm just not sure how to operationalize it, this is a session that you're not going to want to miss.
That's so helpful. Great feedback. And yes, I mean, I think that there's going to be so many different gems throughout the whole week and pieces of content that advisors will really get something out of. I think that the action items that they'll walk away with can be really impactful, like you mentioned, not only for them as advisors, but you know, the trickle effect of that is it also being really impactful for their clients and the financial life that their clients will have out of this incredible tax planning. So we have so many different types of advisors. You know, we have advisors who are newer to eMoney. We have advisors who are very seasoned with their work at eMoney. And advisors that focus on different things. Some advisors who might do a little bit of tax planning, but not a ton. So is there a certain type of advisor that will benefit from Tax Alpha Week?
So, Kate, this is one of those really rare events where we're hoping, you know, it's not just a niche audience. It's really for any advisor who's trying to stay relevant, because tax planning has gone from what was just a nice to have item to being expected by clients. Again, there's some research here that 7 out of 10 of your clients are prioritizing advisors who can help reduce their tax bill, can add tangible savings to their taxes. So whether you're investment focused, planning led, you're working with high net worth clients, or you're trying to engage next gen households, taxes show up everywhere. And I guess I'd break it down like this. If you're already doing planning, this is gonna help you go deeper. And if you're more investment focused, this is gonna help you differentiate your practice. And if you're looking to drive growth in planning activity and revenue, this can give you a very tangible and valuable conversation to have with your client. And again, maybe more importantly, if you've ever felt like your CPA partners own the tax conversation, this is going to help you step confidently into your role without crossing the line into tax advice. Again, this is really helping advisors shift from, hey, I hope the taxes are handled, to I know how to integrate a tax conversation into every client conversation I'm having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Advisors who come to Tax Alpha Week, you could have an advisor with one focus, and then you could have another advisor with a completely different focus, and they could both walk away with a very valuable week and having had a wonderful experience, but taking very different things away from Tax Alpha Week that they can then implement into their practice.
Yeah, and I would say, Kate, we are really hoping that you can find a nugget there throughout there, whether it's, you know, how do I not cross into the tax advice line, or how do I take the great plans that I'm creating and get my clients to take action on it? Or, hey, now that I've learned all of this great content, how do I actually go and put this into practice? What's a 30-day action plan? You're going to find some pieces throughout the week there to engage with.
Can advisors expect to be able to ask eMoney experts questions throughout Tax Alpha Week?
Absolutely. And honestly, that is one of the most valuable parts of the week. You know, Tax Alpha isn't something that you master just by listening. It comes from asking, hey, how does this apply to my clients? And in our sessions, we always encourage advisors to go and submit those questions in real time. We're going to tackle as many as we can live, and it turns into a much more interactive experience. And what I love is you're not just hearing from one perspective. You're getting voices across planning, product, and practice management here at eMoney. So whether your question is technical, strategic, or how do I actually talk about this with clients, we've got you covered. So come with your questions. The more specific you are, the more value you're going to walk away with.
I'm sure advisors will be so happy to hear that, because I think it's one thing to, you know, sit and listen and take something away, and that can be very valuable. But to have the opportunity to bring their questions to the table, especially because, like we just were talking about, advisors can have such different focus areas and such different goals for their practices. So it's great that I imagine, too, hearing another advisor's question or perspective or concern for their practice could really open up learning opportunities for other advisors.
Yeah, and you may hear questions, you may see some questions like, oh, I was kind of thinking about that myself, or, hey, I hadn't thought about that. That's a really great perspective on this. So again, you know, I think what's really going to be great about this these sessions is it's very practical and it's hands-on. So again, it's always great. We always sit in all of these theoretical sessions, and it's great to hear, you know, all the experts out there. But, you know, hey, how do I actually go and apply this to my practice, to the conversations I'm having with my clients, with the plans that I'm building, and the software I'm using? So you're gonna see some very practical aspects and conversations that we're gonna be sharing with you throughout the week.
Yeah, and what a cool opportunity for advisors to connect with other advisors. It's almost like a study group without being a study group, kind of focused around taxes. So I want to talk about some of the benefits to tax planning year round, because this is obviously, our conversation is happening in July, but taxes are a conversation for advisors, not just in April, but throughout the entire year. And obviously there's a lot of preparation that goes into tax season. So it is already just beyond April. But what are some of those benefits of tax planning year round and not just during tax season?
I would say this is probably one of the biggest mind shifts that we're trying to drive. And tax planning isn't just a season, it's a year round strategy. And again, you know, I grew up in the financial industry here, so advisors, a lot of times you're only focusing on taxes in March or April, and even then you're looking out the rearview window, you know, you're looking backwards. But Tax Alpha is all about the decisions that you're making throughout the year. Things like, when and how are you going to realize gains? How are you sequencing your income? When should I be considering a Roth conversion? How do I align my charitable giving with tax efficiencies? Those aren't just April conversations. Those are year-round opportunities. And the impact is really powerful. Again, I'll share some research that shows, you know, taxes are one of the biggest drags on client outcomes, even more than fees in many cases. So every proactive move you make throughout the year compounds over time. But here's my favorite part, and again, coming from a practice management lens, when you move the tax planning to a year-round conversation, you're not just improving outcomes, but you're also increasing the number and the depth of touch points. You're deepening those relationships. You're giving clients a reason to stay engaged in planning throughout the year. And that's really what Tax Alpha Week is all about. It's helping you turn taxes from a once a year headache into a continuous value driver for your clients and your business.
It's interesting, because I imagine what you said about client engagement. We talk about client engagement a lot here on the podcast and at eMoney. And it seems like some of the strategies and some of the information that advisors will walk away with, or could walk away with, from Tax Alpha Week could really help them with that advisor-client relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so important, again, because clients are looking for advisors that are going to help them minimize their taxes and be able to keep more of what they're making. Again, that's really the focus here, is how you can improve financial outcomes for your clients by approaching all of those decision points in the planning process and their planning life cycle with a lens on it of taxes.
Absolutely. Okay, Joe, I want to ask you a fun question to end our conversation today. I think that our advisors are going to leave with a lot of great information about Tax Alpha Week. But what are you most excited about for Tax Alpha Week?
So what excites me the most, and it probably was the biggest headache for our internal staff, is that we took a totally different approach to this, and that, you know, hey, every month we're cranking out a continuing education webinar, but here it's a week long engagement, and just like you're engaging your clients, we're looking to engage you as an advisor. So each day we're going to be going and releasing something different, from educational content and advisor stories to practical resources and implementation ideas. And again, the goal is to give you, the advisor, multiple ways to engage with this topic and find ways that it's going to fit into your practice. And then we'll bring everything together during that capstone, that CE event on Thursday of that week, where we're going to connect the themes from the week and share how advisors can begin to put these concepts into practice. So whether you're brand new to Tax Alpha or you're looking to expand what you're already doing, Tax Alpha Week is designed to give you a roadmap and resources and ideas that you can immediately explore further. And I guess my closing thought here, you know, is Tax Alpha is probably one of the most talked about opportunities in the financial planning space today. And again, during that week-long event, we're going to explore why advisors are paying attention, what your peers are doing differently, and how you can begin incorporating tax-aware planning into your own client experience. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. We hope you're going to join us throughout the week and for that CE event. Again, we're not trying to help clients beat the market. We're trying to help them keep more of what the market gives them. And once your clients can see how you can do that consistently, it changes the entire value conversation that you're having with them.
Joe, that's great. Thank you so much. I know that our advisors are leaving today with lots of information about Tax Alpha Week. Before I let you go, though, I would be remiss if I didn't ask how advisors can sign up, tune in, and get in the know about everything going on for Tax Alpha Week.
So there is a registration page out there. Hopefully we're going to be able to include a link with it here. You can go and connect with us there. I'd also encourage you to connect with us on LinkedIn, because a number of the pieces are going to come out through LinkedIn. So you can follow us at eMoney Advisor on LinkedIn. And again, we're always releasing content every day out there, whether it's blog posts or LinkedIn posts or short videos. But for this upcoming week in August, it's going to be all about taxes. We're going to be talking taxes, Tax Alpha, and how you can have better conversations with your clients.
Great. Thank you so much, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate. It's been wonderful talking to you here.
That's a wrap on this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Head to the podcast description on the site or on your mobile app to access the link to sign up for the Unlocking Tax Alpha webinar during Tax Alpha Week. Until then, we'll catch you on another episode soon.